I want to speak to you this morning on the subject, and the books were opened. The books were opened. I'm reading from the Revelation, chapter 20, and I begin reading with verse 11, which says, I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. End of quote. Now the world scoffs at this, all talk of judgment and hell and books written with men's works and so forth written in them. False religion is no better. It uses these things to scare people into religion. But the fact is, this is God's Word. This is the Word of God, which says, and the books were open. Now, Scripture speaks of at least four books. Perhaps they're not literal books, but for our understanding, books, as it were, are things wherein things are written and recorded, names, places, dates, events, books. But the Scripture speaks of at least four books, the first being God's Word, the Bible, the book of the law and the gospel, the book of the prophets and the apostles. That's the Word of God, which I'm preaching to you this morning, which you may have a copy of. Then there is the book of decrees, spoken of in chapter 5, of which John wept, seeing no man was worthy to open the book. That book had in it all the decrees of God, every day, every hour, every second, every person, place, and thing, all of God's eternal purpose and decrees written in the book of decrees, the book of God's purpose and will and works, known unto God, Acts 15:18 says, known unto God are all His works from the beginning of the world. And David said this, he spoke of this book in Psalm 139, he says, thine eyes did see my substance being yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written. The very hairs of heads are numbered and written in God's book of decrees. Everything ordered, predestined by the God who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will and purpose, written in this book of decree. Then there is the book of records, which we just read about in Revelation 20. The book of works, the book of words, the book of all humanity, everything, every thought, every word that has been spoken, every deed that has been done, everything that has not been done, which is required of men. The Lord Jesus Christ spoke of this book, the book of decree. He said in Matthew 12, He said, I say unto you, every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. By thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words condemned. Now people scoff at this. They say, this is ridiculous. This is impossible. It's impossible for all of these things to be recorded. Well, with men, yes. However, men give more glory to and more ability and wisdom to man than they do God. In this computer age, this age of computer technology, vast stores of knowledge are recorded in computers. Well, who made the mind of man? Who made the computer? God did, the great Creator. And this is what he said. The book of life, the book of works, all of it recorded by God Almighty. Books. They're called books in chapter 12. The books were open because there are many. Because there are many persons, many people have lived over the year. Many words, many works, many deeds, many thoughts, many events, many things have taken place. Every single person is recorded. Every single person. In Hebrews 2, verse 2, it says, every transgression and disobedience receives a just recompense. Justice. Judgment. I just read to you, our Lord said, even the thoughts of man, the thoughts of man, his idle words, he will be held accountable for. Scripture says, the thought of foolishness is sin. Genesis 6, verse 5, the Lord, before the flood, before he destroyed the world, says he looked and saw the thoughts of man. His heart were only evil continually. And Scripture says in Hebrews 4, verse 12, that all things are naked before the eyes, that's the Word of God, of him with whom we have to do. It says everything is open unto his eyes. Before the eyes of him whom we must stand before. Now this is the God of the Bible. Omniscient. That means all-knowing, all-seeing. He's holy. He's righteous. He said of himself, I will by no means clear the guilty. Now Scripture said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Scripture says, whatever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world become guilty before God, Romans 3:19. And the books were open. The books were open. Now everyone, every human being, accuses or excuses or claims this or that. He said, she said, I did this, I didn't do this, but the books are going to be open. The books in Romans 2:16 says, in that day, men, every thought, the secrets of men, will be judged, will be revealed by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. That's exactly what the Scripture says. 2 Corinthians 5 says you'll stand before the judgment seat to receive those things done in their body, whether good or bad. Now here's the sad fact. Here's what most religious people think. Most believe that their good deeds will outweigh their bad. Most believe their good works, good intentions overrule the bad, overrule their sins. And whatever sins they may have committed or thought, they couldn't help it. They tried to do better or did do better. Quit this, quit that. Surely I'm going to be all right. But God says, the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. The thought of foolishness is sin. The books were open. Now here's a key word here in chapter 20 of Revelation. It says, the dead. The dead, both small and great, stood before God. The books were open. The books were open. It goes on down to say, the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and hell delivered up the dead. The dead. The dead. Who is dead? All men have sinned. All men died in Adam. In Adam, all died. They were dead in trespasses and sin. It says the dead were judged according to their works. But now listen to me. Listen to the Scripture. God's elect people, God's people are never called the dead except in Christ. The dead in Christ shall live, shall rise. They are called living saints, living stones. The Lord answered the Pharisees one day and said, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. God's people have been quickened. Ephesians 2:1, and you, he speaks of God's people, his elect, he says, you hath he quickened who were dead. You once were dead, but now made alive by the Spirit of God, by the gospel of God, by Christ, who is our life. Paul said, I live, but yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. He said, I was crucified with Christ, yet now I live. The life I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and died for me. The dead. These are those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who aren't in Christ, found in Him, covered with His righteousness. Those for whom Christ did not die. That's the dead. They're going to be judged by their works. Everyone that's not in Jesus Christ, everyone's not found in Christ, having His righteousness to cover them. They are outside of Christ, and they are going to be judged by every thought they ever thought, every idle word they ever spoke, every deed not done or done, going to be stand before God judged according to their works. And the works are not good enough, because by works no man is saved. It doesn't matter. You who listen to me, oh self-righteous man or self-righteous woman, your works aren't good enough. Just because you quit this or quit that or don't do this or don't do that, it doesn't matter. It's not good enough. You must be perfect, absolutely as holy as God Himself, to enter His holy heaven. And none, there's none that doeth good. There's none righteous. No, not one in themselves. Now there's another book which you must be found in. It's called the Book of Life. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. And in verse 12 it says, another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. One book. And God's people, their names were written in that Book of Life. Seven times, including Daniel 12, it speaks of the Book of Life, the Lamb's Book of Life, which was written before the foundation of the world. The foundation of God standeth sure, Paul wrote, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that are His. Why? Because He chose them. He put them in this book. He wrote their names in this book before the foundation of the world. It's called the Lamb's Book. He's the author and finisher of it. If you wrote a book, that means you're the author of it, and you're the one who decided what goes in it. So it is with the Lamb's Book of Life. He's the author. He's the finisher. He wrote it. He began it. He put all the events and names and peoples in it. And He sealed it. It's the Lamb's Book of Life. All are in that book are in Him. It's the Lamb's Book. They're found in Him. The names of His people, they're chosen in Him, Ephesians 1:4 said. Chosen in Him. In Him they're holy, without blame, unreprovable in God's sight, because they're found in Christ. They're covered by His righteousness. Their sins have been paid for by His shed blood. Yes, there is there therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. None. No judgment in Christ, because Christ was judged for them on Calvary's tree. Those who were in Christ died in Christ under the law, found guilty, and were punished by a holy God for their sins in Christ. Nevertheless, they're quickened by the Spirit of God, given life, and they're found before God someday, not in heaven because of their own righteousness, their own works, but by the works of the precious Lamb of God. His blood to cover their sins, His righteousness is their robe. Which book are you in? May you be found in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen.